Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, one of the things that truly makes me smile are my Metropolitan windows that I've had in my home now for a while. And now that the weather is going to start changing and it's going to get cold, I can't tell you, for the first time since living in this place, as I rented for multiple years and now have been the owner over the last, close to 2 years, nothing has given me more peace of mind knowing that I will not be dealing with window-related issues anymore. And I've already noticed, because of the searing heat that is still out there, going to be 80-some degrees today, my energy bills have gone down incredibly up to the point where I can't even imagine that I put up with it as long as I did, after this gentleman has been telling me, along with Justin and his wife and his daughter and everyone, you get new windows, you save on the back end, and now I've seen it come to fruition. So without further ado, he's back for another Sunday get-together, little coffee clutch with my friend John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window. You know Maggie, you know Justin, you know Missy, you know John, you know them all. So what you need to do is, if you're out there right now and you're thinking, man, I should have got these windows done, you have any window-related question, I want you to get on the line, get the advice right now, absolutely free. And the big question is whether or not you even need windows. But if you call in and ask a couple of questions, you may be surprised with what you get. Yes, no, or in between, but the only way you'll find out is if you call her. So this is a great opportunity. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Marvin is the windows of choice. And I will tell you, John, and I mean this, not just because you're sitting there, because I was a cash-paying customer like the rest of you, but I've known them an impeccable reputation for decades, second to none. I can't tell you how much I saved on my utility bills, meaning my electricity because of my air conditioner, and I'm anticipating the winter, but you really do save on the back end. So these windows actually pay for themselves. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for that terrific introduction. But you're right. Replacement windows is an energy-saving product for your home that you'll save utility costs in the winter as well as the summer, just like you said, Rob.
So we're going to take some calls here coming up in the next segment, but I just want to talk about the product a little bit. And here's the question too: budget. Can I get the breakdown of the windows? Listen, I've seen estimates from everybody in every type of business imaginable, and John walked the perimeter of my house, and literally at my doorstep when I got home was a incredible estimate, breaking down every single cent and what it would cost start to finish. So if you're wondering if you can afford them and can you see a breakdown, the cost, explain, because everybody's got a budget, and I get it. One window or the entire house. Talk about how you give them everything that they need before the first window is even installed.
Oh, we go through everything from A to Z. We come into your home, we'll measure the windows. We'll bring a sample into your home. We'll show you how it operates. We'll let you touch and feel it and operate it yourself. And then I tell people, look, if you can't afford to do the whole home, do a couple, do one or two, do your master bedroom that you sleep in every day, or maybe your kitchen. It's better to do a couple windows at a time than doing them all with an inferior product.
So if I would do, and say, one window now and then, or two windows, and I say, look, this time next year, I want you to come back. Can you put it on the books? Can you lock me in? Because I have a lot of things I'm doing. I got a busy life like everyone. But knowing that I've got you locked in, say, for the next two or three seasons, whether it's the first of the spring or it's the middle of the summer or fall, can I do it that way?
Oh, absolutely. We take care of our customers. I have a customer that I'm dealing with right now that's buying one window. And he said to me, he said, John, next year I'm going to get the other one. Will the price go up that much? And I said, Joe, no, it's going to be the price that I quoted today, because we take care of our customers.
So what you need to do, 412-655-8411, metropolitanwindows.com. But the real reason they come here every few weeks is to get a chance to talk to you, customers, future customers. You have anything on your mind in the way of windows, this is the opportunity for you to call in. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. So what window materials and energy efficient features are out there for me right now with your company?
Well, we tell our customers that the framing of a window is the most important part, because let's face it, no matter what window you buy, you'll get insulated glass. So what makes our window so different is the framing. And in today's marketplace, you actually have five different types of framing materials. You can go with a fiberglass window, which is the window that we promote very well. You could go with a vinyl window. You could go with an all-wood window, a wood-clad product, or even a composite window. But a vinyl window and a composite window, those materials are called a thermoplastic material. Thermoplastic materials are very, very vulnerable to temperature change. And especially in Pittsburgh, you know, temperatures can range 30, 40 degrees in one day. So when you have materials that are vulnerable to temperature change, they will expand and contract. And eventually that material is going to lose its dimensional integrity. Now let's talk about fiberglass. Fiberglass is a thermoset material. Once that frame is made, it can never change shapes, okay? Wow. And if you think about it, what is fiberglass made out of? Glass fibers. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you don't have dissimilar materials that are going to react differently. So that's why fiberglass frames are the most efficient, longest lasting material that you can have for a window.
Listen, so many years ago, you taught me so many lessons about a wooden door, where you're at, the face of your house, the sun, the weather, the rain, the snow, how it hits the door. You may want to consider X, Y, and Z. It took me a while, but when that window of opportunity came along, or that someone knocking on that door of opportunity, I went with what exactly he told me to do on the front door, and it still looks good to this day. Not where I live, but it still looks good to this day. Let's talk about climate. Let's talk about, we talked about energy efficiency, but let's talk a little bit about climate. And are these windows aesthetically approved for my house? Will they schematically look right in my house? So let's talk about how you can actually make the window fit the style of the home. And also, is it going to help as far as the climate you live in?
Oh, it certainly will. We are very cognitive to make sure that people buy the right style for their home, the right color. Right. Because a lot of people, you know, they end up getting a color that doesn't go with the facade of the exterior of their home. So we're very cognitive of that. In Infinity by Marvin, they have a variety of different style windows, you know, double hungs, sliders, casements, awning windows, bows, bays, trapezoids. There's so many different style windows, and there's a variety of different colors that we will give you our opinion on what will look the best for your home.
All right, still to come, we're going to talk about contractors, service, license, meaning insured, all of that stuff, why they're the clear choice. They're not a conglomerate. They're your friends. They're your neighbors. They've been doing it for pushing 50 years. It's impeccable who they are and what they do and why you need to lean in on someone local as opposed to a new name in the market, a big box store, if you will. So if you have any questions about your windows, this is your chance. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. And I kind of saved this question for the last one in the segment because it leads us into what I would like you to be asking, and I'm going to be asking him when we come back. When should I replace my windows? Bottom line, when should you replace your windows? And if you're thinking that, give us a call, 866-391-1020. John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Windows, on a Sunday morning with your Pratt Pack. Here's that phone number, 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411, MetropolitanWindowCompany.com, MetropolitanWindowsCompany.com to find out more. All right, still to come today on the program, Accurate Solutions, talking financial matters next hour, and then the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Flying solo today, I'll be joined by Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Steelers off today, getting ready for the Browns next week. The Browns getting ready within 15 minutes to kick off in the UK against Minnesota. We're going to be talking about Pitt's big win with a freshman quarterback. We'll talk about that. Penn State takes it on the chin, gets upset by UCLA. We've got the the Major League Baseball postseason underway. And, of course, it's week five in the National Football League. We'll pick our weekly winners against the spread. Ted Arnault is here along with Mike Leon of Leon's Billiards and More. So a busy day till 1 o'clock. Stay with us. Back on the other side with John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window Company.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window Company. I'm going to put some of you folks on hold, but we've already got Richard in the North Hills who wants to jump in here, and he's got a question for Mr. Schmutzer. Go right ahead, Richard.
Yeah, okay. I'm interested in, I don't want to get all the windows. You said you can buy one or whatever. And I was thinking about a storm window to get me through the winter. What do you think about something like that?
Well, Richard, storm windows were very popular back in the day, but they're not so popular today. I would suggest not spending the money for a storm window because even though it would help to a certain degree, you're not really solving the problem. And the problem is the primary window that you have in your home. So I would put that money of a storm window into replacing that whole entire window.
Okay, I understand that, but you guys don't even sell those, right?
Well, we used to, Richard, but the manufacturer that we used to buy storm windows from, they actually eliminated them because people aren't buying storm windows today. So instead of inventorying all the parts for the storm windows that they carried, they just stopped making them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I got one window in my kitchen. It's really bad. I noticed the air last winter coming in there really bad. Now, just to buy one window and put it in, you guys don't do that, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
You do?
Yep.
Well, this is 2 foot or 3 foot by 4 foot. I don't know what something like that might cost me.
Well, it all depends on a variety of things as far as the color of the window, the style of the window that you choose. But, Richard, we would be more than happy to come out and take a look at the situation and give you a free estimate on it.
Okay, let me look at my schedule now. Your number is what?
412-655-8411.
8411.
Yes.
Okay. See what my schedule is, and I'll get back to you.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Richard.
All right. Bye. I like how he thinks. I got to check my schedule first.
Absolutely.
But here's what's great about you guys. And look, I know often imitated, never duplicated. And I know what's happening with these private equity companies. We've talked about it before. Buying established companies, slapping, you know, their business behind a name that's been around a long time. But there's no connection to the area. And there's new ones that move in who know nothing about this area. But they just got big private equity money behind them. You never put high pressure on anyone.
Oh, absolutely not. It's not worth it. People are intelligent today. They should do their research. They should very, very deeply look into and investigate the company that they're going to be dealing with. And Rob, you're absolutely right. Private equity firms are buying up companies left and right in every industry.
They've offered you money.
Oh, absolutely. And I turned it down. I said, no. I said, this is a family business. We have a certain mission and vision for our company, and we are going to maintain that. And when you sell out to a PE firm, they tell you nothing will change. But you know what? Everything changes.
It does.
Look at what happened to Heinz. You know, they merged with Heinz Kraft.
Right.
And now they're separating again.
Right.
Because it doesn't work. You know, my philosophy is we do what we do best, and we're going to maintain the mission and go forward with the way we established our business.
You know, and you want the best example, and they did a little bit of the window business, and they even sent you prefabbed houses, Sears. Everything goes away. Family-run businesses that don't become conglomerates, they withstand the test of time. Tell the folks how long you've been doing this.
Well, we've been doing this for 47 years.
Like I said, almost 50.
Right. And the manufacturer, Marvin, they've been in business 114 years, and it's a family-owned business. It's being operated by the fourth generation. This is why we've been dealing with Marvin for over 20 years now. And I love it because their mission, their vision, okay, is basically very similar to ours. And we will continue that relationship with Marvin for decades in the future.
Oh, I absolutely love what they do at Metropolitan Window. MetropolitanWindows.com, 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411, in the north, in the south, 51 and out in Wexford. So look, if you have a question about your windows, anything on your mind, now's the time to call 866-391-1020. You'll never know unless you ask, and you get that free advice, you get the answer you need after the question you want to give. So call us, 866-391-1020. But the big question is, and it always is, how do I know I need new windows?
Well,
besides them being 100-plus years old before he finally came in and put a new face on my house.
Right. There's a lot of reasons why people need windows. One is obviously if you sit in front of that living room window trying to watch TV and you end up with a draft on your neck. So air infiltration is a very good reason. Water penetration. You know, a lot of times the old windows in a home, the caulking's cracked, the water is getting in the window, and it ruins the plaster on the interior. The maintenance. If you have old wood windows in your home now, and you got to, you know, you stand in front of your home and you say to yourself, darn, I've got to paint these windows. They look bad. And so maintenance is an issue, air infiltration, water penetration, and ease of operation. Sometimes people can't open their windows. And God forbid, even on the second floor windows, if you're in your bedroom and God forbid an emergency happens where you have to get out of that home and you can't open that window. I mean, it's a safety hazard. So there's a ton of reasons.
Here's what happens too. A lot of these older homes become rented homes and landlords take them over and they take the easy way out. They paint the baseboards, they paint the stairwell, and they paint the window shut.
Sure. And I see it all the time.
And what people don't realize, and we all know it's that time of year, and Andy will tell you, Mr. True Value, Fire Prevention Month, carbon monoxide smoke detectors, that's great. But if you can't get out, then what good are those alarms going to do you?
Right. Absolutely. You have to have egress somewhere on the second floor. And preferably, if you don't have, obviously, a door from the second floor with stairs going out, you want a window that you can get out. And many, many times I see that's not the case.
The product is so much better, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best window on the market. And if people think about it and they do their research, they will come up with the conclusion themselves that fiberglass frames with the proper type of insulated glass, they'll have a window for decades and decades without any issues.
You love what you do, don't you?
I do. And it's a good thing because I've been doing it for 47
Listen,
years.
I don't know about you, but sometimes if I'm in a neighborhood and there's an old football field that I did one of my early games at or something, I'll go around the block a couple of times and get a
car. You run the field.
Yeah, I'll park and look. Do you ever like when you're driving down the street, kind of go around the block because maybe you did a job 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and you remember the family that lived there or the widow or what have you, and just to look to see how the windows look and how the house is?
Oh, absolutely. We have a customer up in North Hills, and his name is Paul. I won't tell you his last name, but he's actually become a good friend. And we talk occasionally, and every Christmas I call him up and wish him a Merry Christmas. Wow. You know, when you deal with Metropolitan Window Company, you're dealing with a family. And our customers really become part of the family. People come into our office and they say, John, you know, my dog went through the screen. You know, how much will it cost me to have the screen replaced? Well, Joe, nothing. You know, give me the screen, come Come tomorrow to pick it up. I'll have it done for you.
Listen, I'm only going to tell you this because it's a fact. You know, I have a dear buddy who's been in the mortgage business forever. Used to do a real estate show here at KDK, and we're lifelong friends, and he helped me do some things recently, you know, when I was getting this house, putting it together. And, you know, they do these home bought things in which every few months they'll send you the value of your home, kind of like
right.
Zillow.
Right.
Do you realize since I put those windows in, my house has gone up $40,000?
Okay, I'll send you a bill tomorrow.
Isn't that a pretty good deal, though? My value, my home value has gone up $40,000.
Well, you know, there's so many things that people look for when they buy a home. And typically they get an inspector to come in. And they want to make sure that all the windows are operable. So getting new windows, making sure that they are energy efficient. I mean, it's definitely a selling point and will increase the value of your home.
Listen, if I decide to leave this earth early or something happens or whatever, I guarantee you when somebody says, are those new windows, it's either going to be the real estate person telling them when they hit the sidewalk or the person who's going to be looking at the house or group of people, they're going to say, those look like they're new windows. Windows or the window of opportunity, no matter how you look at it. All right, this is your window of opportunity to talk to John Schmutzer. Anything, 1, 2, 3, a bay window, a bow window, whatever you need, we can help you. Call us, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at 412-655-8411.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, back with John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window Company, 412-655-8411. You can call today, leave your name and number, and they will get back to you first of the week, 412-655-8411, metropolitanwindows.com. If you have any window, door-related questions, don't miss this opportunity, 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open. You know, we had that caller earlier wanting to repair or to get a storm window, certain things that aren't being made anymore. I don't think people realize, you know, you think, oh, can I get it repaired or can I get it fixed? But in today's world, these windows are not only aesthetically beautiful and durable, but the price may shock you. It's not that bad.
Correct. You know, but the old saying, you get what you pay for, too.
Amen.
And, you know, you can go out and buy a vinyl window, which will be your least expensive option. But how long is it going to last? You know, with expansion, contraction, bowing, sagging, you know, I tell people all the time, do it right the first time and you won't have an issue down the road.
But honestly, and I can say firsthand, with everything that you gave and did for me, I was very satisfied. And we've been friends a long time, but listen, they treat everybody the same way. But the money I'm going to save, the money I've already saved, and how it was really so efficient, in and out within a day and a half, all 19 windows were done. It was like you were never there. I just don't want people to be discouraged because they're thinking, oh, I can't afford it. That's all. Well, I just want them to examine it, John.
You don't know if you can afford it or not until you get an estimate. And, you know, we have financing, which makes it very appealing to people. To purchase the windows, and you can get 18 months, no interest, no payment, no interest financing. There are regular payments that you have to make each month. I believe it's like 3%, but for 18 months, you know, you can budget and pay for those windows over time.
All right, let's talk about what's really important. And this is the deep dive stuff that you need to ask anyone. And John is always willing to say up front X, Y, and Z why you should choose them. But let's talk about why being insured, who you are, your reputation, why background is everything. And hopefully they'll use Metropolitan Windows, which they should. I recommend it. But these are things you have to ask. Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you an example why those items are so important. I believe it was on a competitor station. I believe it was on Channel 4. They did a story about this couple. It lives in Newcastle.
Okay.
And they were taken for $66,000.
Saw that.
Now, ironically, the husband, who is disabled, went to Baldwin High School. And my daughter heard of the story, Melissa, and she contacted Justin, and Justin said, we have to do something. So we called him, and Justin went out and said to him, look, what do you need done, and we'll do it for you. And the guy said, we can't afford any more money. Justin said, we're going to make it right. It's not going to cost you a dime. So we are putting new windows in his home. We're putting a new storm door in his home. So the point of this story is people need to know who they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to check the Better Business Bureau, find out what their rating is. Most importantly, go to various review sites. Check their reviews and dig deep. Okay, not just the first page or the second page, but dig deep into them. Check to make sure that they are licensed in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And by law, anyone who's doing any type of home improvement must be licensed. Also, make sure that they are a lead renovator.
A what?
A lead renovator.
Okay.
Meaning that the EPA came out with this rule years ago. And any contractor doing work in a home built prior to 1978, they must do a lead test. And if lead is apparent in the surrounding area we're working, and then there's certain work procedures that we have to follow. So ask for referrals. That's another good thing. But talk to the people and get a sense whether you will feel comfortable with that particular individual. Because your money spends anywhere. So do your due diligence. Make sure you pick the right company. And we tell people this every day.
Yeah, I know. But I'm sure your son wanted to do that, but you probably saw it and went, enough of this stuff. So you guys took a stand and really helped them out. That's such a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
Because here's what people don't realize. A lot of times, somebody makes a mistake like this, they never climb out of that hole.
Right.
And that's not, if somebody's working hard every day to make a difference, take care of their family, they shouldn't have to deal with situations like that.
No, they shouldn't. And I'm appalled that individual contractors, they take advantage of people.
Every day.
And it's a shame.
It is. But Metropolitan Window, you can know one thing is for sure, and you don't need me to tell you, they've got all of the things they need and more. And they've been doing it for 47 years. And reputation is important, is it not? All right, here's Karen, Southside. Up next are South Hills for John Schmutzer. Hey, Karen.
Oh, hi. Good morning. My question is about the installing windows and if it damages the framing. I have a 3-inch wood frame around the exterior of the window, and then a wood blind, and then a 3-inch wood frame that goes, inside around the window. And so when you're removing the window to install a new one, I'm just thinking you're going to damage that wood frame on the inside, correct? You'd have to, right?
Well, not necessarily. Karen, there's two ways of putting windows in. One is what's called an insert, where we do not disturb anything on the interior. And we actually remove the sashes, where the glass is, that sash, and we insert a new window within the old existing frame, and then we cover everything on the exterior. Now, that's one way. It's called an insert application. Another application is what's called a full tear-out, which means that we would remove all the interior framing, and we would go down to the studs, and we would put in a new, brand-new window. Now, if you're concerned about the wood trim on the interior and the exterior, we can duplicate that. So we can basically, when the job is done, give you exactly what you have now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You, Yes, your company, once the window is installed, then if you could replace the framing.
Oh, absolutely. We do it every day.
And get it to match what is around the window, you know, facing my living room.
Yes.
The same type of wood or color, whatever.
Sure. If it's stained, we could get it stained exactly the same stained color that's in the rest of the living room, like your baseboard or your door trim. Yes. Or if it's painted, obviously we can paint it the same color that you have now.
Oh, wonderful. That's great news to hear, because I was very concerned about that, and I've been hesitant to have windows replaced because of, you know, thinking everything's going to be damaged. And okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Karen, and have a great day.
Yeah, see, these are the things you learn when you make a call.
Absolutely.
All right, and by the way, if you need that testimonial or reference, you got plenty of those, right?
Oh, thousands and thousands of people.
All you need to really do is go out on your front porch and go right or left and knock on someone's door. All right, we're going to come back. One more segment. I love when we get calls, and I know it's early on a Sunday, but this is an opportunity to talk to truly the best family-owned and operated Metropolitan Windows. If you want to call right now, our number is 866-391-1020, like Karen did. Find out all sorts of good news, 866-391-1020. And, of course, you can call them at their office. And if you want to call today, leave your name and number, get that estimate. They'll get back to you first thing next week, which is just out. Hours away, 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411, metropolitanwindows.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, so this is when we just kind of chatted up a little bit. We're down to our final segment, but if you want to jump in, that offer is right there for you, 866-391-1020. And if you want to call to get the estimate and get started or to find out where you stand, 412-655-8411, you can call that number this morning. Leave your information. They'll get back to you first of the week, 412-655-8411. And it's metropolitanwindows, as in plural, .com. And again, our number, 866-391-1020. So here you are, 47 years, you and I in that baby boomer age bracket, late 60s, kind of looking to the future. So you got your kids who stepped in and really mirror images of you and Maggie. With everything that's happening out there, what do you see happening in your business over the next 10, 20, 30, and maybe even when your grandkids jump in? Is it concerning you a little bit about what's been happening with some of this private equity money?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because I think people are going to be shocked when they deal with companies that are part of a PE firm and their warranties or their guarantees.
Why don't you explain to the audience, John, because you're much better than I am when it comes to business. Explain exactly what we're talking about. And no names, obviously, but what these private equity companies are doing.
Well, private equity firms, they basically look at an industry and they contact various companies and they want to know what your EBITDA is, which means what's your profitability. And then they will give you a multiple of what that EBITDA is. And then they take your company and they put it into this platform. And this platform may have 5, 10, 15 different companies. And there's a name that they give to this platform, and I won't mention any of those names, but their goal is to hold that platform for about 3 to 5 years.
And just get everything they can.
Right. And they try to increase the revenues, and they care about profitability, but they really don't care about profitability. I know a company that joined a PE firm, and all they care about is revenue. Let's build the revenue up to $1 billion among all these 16 companies in the platform. Now, in 3 to 5 years, we can go and we can sell this whole platform to another PE firm, or maybe even take it public. Taking it public is slim to none, but they'll probably sell it off to another PE firm. But what happens when the companies keep changing hands?
Lots of collateral damage.
Yeah, and what type of an experience is the customer going to get?
The consumer hurts. And
absolutely. It's just like dealing with a big corporation that sells windows. And I could name a few of them. But you don't have the personalized service, the attention to detail that you would have with a family-owned business. Because family-owned businesses are the backbone of this economy.
And they don't have what you have. When somebody sees you on television or on a billboard or something we're streaming here at KDK, they go, boy, he does look like his son, or she does look like
we get it every day.
I'm telling you, it's like time travel, as I've known you that long. Okay, lots of calls today. Here's George, Lower Borough, for John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window Company. Hey, George.
Hey, Rob. Hi, John.
Hey, George. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I was just laying here, kind of waking up. I listen to Rob on Sundays. I've never called before, but you kind of touched my heart today. It's nice to hear about a family-owned business. I see your son on TV with you now. My father was a hand cutter for many years at a place in Arnold called American Window Glass.
Uh-huh.
And I guess automation has taken over the cutting of glass, which you probably know well. But I just think today I'm 73. This is actually my dad's birthday. He'd be 95 if he was here.
God bless him.
My father cut there. My grandfather cut there. My uncle cut glass there. And I had another cousin work in the payroll department. So.
Well,
it's just nice to hear a story. In 47 years, you guys have been in business. You work with that other company that's been there 114 years, I heard you say. And it's just nice, you know. If American Saint eventually became American Saint Gobain, the French bought them out, and then they went out of business. They had a plant in Arnold and a plant in Jeanette. And if you still cut glass by hand, I would have been a hand cutter.
I listen.
Well, there's the automation has really changed the process of cutting glass. It's all done by robotics now, and it's a very interesting process to see. But, you know, the old saying, technology is great, but sometimes it's bad too, because it takes away a lot of jobs.
But let me tell you, where it's not AI or automated or robotic, your installers are absolutely all human being, and what they do will dazzle someone.
Oh,
they're craftsmen.
Most definitely. And you're talking about what will change in 10 to 20 years. I don't believe a robot's going to be able to put in a window. You know, it's you have to be very, very precise, detailed, and I don't see that happening.
No, me neither. Hey, great call, George. Get yourself a cup of coffee and hope you'll hang out with us the rest of today at KDK. We have a lot of good stuff still to come. You know, what amazes me, though, and you and I have known each other a very long time, it's just nice to see the core values of your company being passed down to your children. And as they say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. When I'm around Justin, and I've been around Missy a few times, it's like I'm talking to you and Maggie.
Well, God's been very good to us. He gave us four wonderful children. My oldest daughter, Melissa, works in the company with us. John, who went to the Naval Academy, he's back home in Pittsburgh, and he works for us now. And Justin and Megan, she works for Heinz Craft right now, but who knows what happens in the future there. But I'm very blessed. And my children have a work ethic that will continue the business the way Maggie and I started it for decades to come. Well, that I am confident of.
Well, one thing I've never been without in my house, never, a bottle of Heinz ketchup.
That's true. Now
I will be able to say, until my last day on this earth, I will never be in a house that doesn't have Metropolitan Window.
Very good.
So it definitely works out. So you still get excited every day? I do, going to work. It's just, I look forward to it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't have many hobbies.
I have no hobbies.
I like to golf, but nobody wants to golf with me.
That's because you're a ringer, I heard.
I'm horrible. I took my oldest grandson out golfing, and we both struggled for the nine holes that we played. But, you know, I just love what I do. I get up every morning, take a shower, get dressed, go into the office, and every day's different.
It is.
And it's great.
And the reason you want to go out, that showroom that they've got out on 51, it's spectacular. What an advantage you have by able to show people all the different products. It's great.
Oh, yeah. And people can feel, touch, operate each and every style window that they may be interested in. And That's why we have the showroom.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, here again, their information. I want you to make the call if you're even considering windows. 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411, metropolitanwindows.com, 412-655-8411, metropolitanwindows.com. So everything else going good? Family's good? You're good?
Family's good. Everybody's good. So
and
now
you got grandkids that are like teenagers.
Oh, I have 8 grandkids, and three of them are teenagers.
You know what I can say about you and Maggie? You're two good Catholics.
Well, that's where I'm heading right now.
I kind of figured that.
To St. Louis.
There you go. All right, listen, stay with us. Rob's coming up with the news, Accurate Solutions, and a very busy Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. That's all still to come today right here on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020.
The preceding was paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.